T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Uh-oh, you wait, know what that
means? Well, no, what could that mean? That
I
sounds
know what
like
that means.
That sounds like the little Keys music right
That's
there.
That's right. We're going to head out to the Toyota of Hollywood hotline right now. Shop over 1,500 Toyotas indoors in one of America's largest showrooms at Toyota of Hollywood on 441 between Hollywood and Sheridan. We're really heading down to the Keys. Forget the Toyota of Hollywood hotline right now. Jimmy Johnson, ex-UM coach, Super Bowl champion coach, avid fisherman. I can go down the whole list of stuff if you want. Oh,
yeah, just keep right, going right. More and more.
I'm trying
and
to
more.
Think. I'm trying. You win any Emmys?
Don't
any
tell
Emmy
him,
award winner.
Don't tell him any fish story. He'll start telling fish stories.
Listen, still one of the best stories we have on the show with Jimmy Johnson. The day we were talking about him real early one day, and he emailed me a picture of a fish he got.
Oh my
that
God.
Was 3 feet it taller
was,
than him.
That was a whopper.
It was unbelievable.
It was as big as Joe's head.
Right. And that's hard, Coach. You know that. That's not easy. Oh,
I knew that was coming. I knew that was coming early in the morning. I felt it coming. How's the fishing been down there, Jimmy? How you been doing on that fishing?
Oh, it's been good. You know, we've caught some tuna and got into some mahi-mahi. And so we've been having fun. I've been entertaining a few people. And so it's going well.
Well, one guy you've been entertaining, it seems like your relationship with Manny Diaz is about as close as you've ever had with a Canes coach. Do you feel that way with Manny a little bit, Jimmy?
Well, you know, number one, I've got so much respect for him. I watched him as an assistant coach when he's at Louisiana Tech and Texas and on and on, and so I followed his career, and so I was – so excited, you know, when he became, you know, first of all, a defensive coordinator, but especially head coach. He's really energized that program, and you know they've got a young team, and I can't predict what they're going to do, but he has done such a fabulous job in the recruiting, in the organization, the administrative, and then the coaching, bringing in some quality coaches. And I think the program is energized right now, and they're only going to get better every single year with Manny as a head coach.
Manny, I mean, you forgot to put it about Manny, about transfer portal king now, too. Coach, can you imagine the transfer portal when you were there? Can you imagine if that
Jimmy,
was there?
Jimmy, you would have chewed that portal
up.
Oh,
my goodness.
Oh, boy. Well, first of all, Miami's such an attractive place, and now that we've got excitement, in the program, I think it's a – and, especially for older players that have been with another program, they say, hey, I've got a couple of years left. I want to go down to Miami. It's an exciting program, exciting place to be. We've got all our Fox crew coming in today. And, normally we don't do preseason games. But since we're going to do the Super Bowl at Hard Rock Stadium, we're going to give a little bit of a run through here tomorrow night. And so, we've got all the guys, and we're going to be going all over Miami and Little Havana and on my boat in Biscayne Bay, on and on. And so it's going to give me a good excuse to go by and see Manny and the practices today and then get with my Fox crew, here tonight and tomorrow.
Jimmy, can it ever be the way it was before? Because we're loaded with talent down here. Hell, we got 3 or 4 nationally ranked schools again this year, and there's a ton of great players down here. Can it ever, or have too many other schools planted too many seeds down here for success for them to ever really dominate down here and become number one like it was for a long time?
Joe, I don't know that we'll ever see that again, because it was such a unique situation. Number one, nowadays, everybody's on television, but back then we were an independent. They had the one national television game and then maybe a couple of regional games. And because we were an independent, you look at our schedule, back then, every other week it was Oklahoma, Michigan,
right.
Florida,
Notre Dame,
Florida
right.
State, Penn State, Purdue, Missouri, Arkansas. And so because of our schedule, we were on national television about every other week, and plus we were beating all those people. And so, you know, it helped us in recruiting. And I don't know that you'll see that again. Again, it was very unique. But I think everything's relative. You know, I think, you know, with the program, the way it is right now, you know, now we can look at, you know, winning a championship, you know, competing for a national championship. But, you know, back in those years, you know, we dominated for about, you know, almost, you know, 10 years. And I don't know that you'll see that again.
Yeah, Jimmy, we were just talking about the home winning streak yesterday here on the show and how you might not ever see something like that again. When you win so many games for years and years, almost a decade straight or more of winning at home, and you might not even just see that. Forget about everything else. That was just a feat that's just – it's like unmatched. How is the team going to do that again?
Yeah, you know, one thing, we had so many players, and we were, you know, forget about coaching. We had some great coaches. I think I had, you know, six or seven coaches became NFL coaches, not even counting the young guys like Tupperville and, you know, some of those guys that were just coming up, Orgeron, on and on. Forget about the coaching. You know, we had better players than everybody else. I mean, Rhonda could have coached that team and won 8 or 9. I know.
I said, hey, you know, it's so funny. We had a little fun with it one day. It ended up being the USC all-time team against the Miami all-time team. I don't know if you saw it, but it was like obviously very impressive by both teams going back and forth in different positions and. I thought that was really cool. I don't know. Did you get a chance to see that at all?
I didn't, but yeah, I've seen some comparisons at times. You know, in fact, I saw one on ESPN. They had the Ohio State versus Miami.
Yeah.
You know, but it's always against Miami because, you know, back then everybody said, man, that program's unbelievable. I mean, I remember Switzer saying, you know, Switzer, you know, was at Oklahoma, and Oklahoma and Nebraska were fighting it out. You know, which one's going to go down to Miami to play Miami in the Orange Bowl? And he says, hey, you can have them. I've had my share of them. I don't want any part of them.
Hey, speaking of old Barry, let's talk about Jerry, who's got a little problem there. Quarterback, running back, and wide receiver. Running back holding out. Jimmy, how do you handle that to get your number one receiver, number one running back, and your quarterback who wants to get paid a lot of friggin' money, knowing you got to work with a salary cap? How would you handle that?
Well, I think you got to be patient on the thing. First of all, you know, they're all quality players, and you know you might have one of them miss a couple of games, but they're not going to miss a whole lot of paychecks. They're going to go ahead and they're not going to set out the year. You know, you can't be too aggressive and spend all your money on one of the guys and then miss out on a couple of the others. You've got, you know, you only got one pie, and you know they're going to get a piece of it. They may not get as big a piece as that they want, but they're not going to miss a lot of paychecks. Especially is it, you know, Elliott, you know, has got, you know, a couple of years left on his contract, you know, and then, you know, Dak's, you know, in his final year, and so they could always franchise him a year later. But you got to just patient, and I think Amari Cooper will probably be the next one to sign. But they'll get it done. I doubt very seriously if they'll lose any one of them. But they might have one or two of them miss a game or two.
Because Jerry's the GM, because he's around the team so much, because he talks to the media so much, him making a comment like the other day saying Zeke made headlines, and then Zeke's camp's upset. This is just a big drama fest up there in Dallas, of course, with Jerry right in the middle of it.
Jimmy's familiar with all this.
Well, this is the whole reason why we're talking to the expert.
Is there drama there?
Yes.
I didn't know.
No, still, it's like you never left, Jimmy. It's up there. Like, does Jerry sometimes get in the way too much, do you think, when he says something like that, even though he said he was joking?
I think even with Zeke, you know, Zeke and the agent know Jerry, and, you know, and they know he's going to make some off the cuff comments, and you know he's going to try to get cute with his comments at times. They're both just posturing as far as their contract. That's the bottom line is the dollar, and they're posturing as far as, oh well, we're upset now, you know, as if that's going to add more money, you know, to the contract. Nobody's upset. As soon as the dollar gets right for both of them, they'll both be hugging each other and saying, hey, let's go.
Well, I want to ask you about this this next one, this Antonio Brown helmet gate that's been going on.
Wow.
Oh, my gosh. I never thought I'd see a superstar so upset about a helmet. What's been your take sitting back watching this? I wish I could have seen you when you saw this story popping.
I mean, that now you're talking about some drama. Look at they've got Incognito on their team. They've got Burdick, the Cincinnati linebacker on their team. They've got all these guys, and plus they're the Oakland Raiders, going to be the Las Vegas Raiders. And Antonio Brown, he's getting all the publicity. Yeah, really. I mean, I think it's ridiculous. It is absolutely ridiculous. But Brown has been a problem, ever since he became a star, he's been a problem. Being late to meetings, not doing this. Now, he's on his own agenda. Plus, that's the problem you have, Joe, when you have somebody come from the streets that's never had a whole lot and you fill their bank account full of money. They don't need it. They have a difficult time handling it. They're rich and they say, well, hey, yeah, I'll do whatever I want to do. I'm a superstar and I'm rich. So if I want to be on time, fine. If I don't want to be on time, that's okay too. That's a difficult situation. It should have been nipped in the bud a long time ago when he was with the Steelers. But they've let him get away with it for a long time. And he's still getting away with it.
Well, and now John Gruden, he had to know what he was getting into. He's basically sold himself out for 16 regular season games, right? That he's just going to be good on game day, correct?
Yeah. That's about how it is. And they're trying to play the bad cop, the good cop, with Mayock, either get all in or all out, and then John Gruden's going to hug him. I think we can all see through that, bad cop, good cop.
I just didn't think Gruden would be the good cop. I can't believe he's got to be the good cop in all this, right?
Your helmet's important, damn it.
Right. That's it.
Yeah. The coach has got to be the good cop. It's hard for him to be the bad cop.
Yep.
Hey, the other story is pretty interesting. Baker Mayfield and the Browns haven't done anything, but they are a cocky young team for never doing anything. They're going to be fun to watch because if they're not as good as the yapping they've been doing, boy, they are going to get blasted this year.
Well, the only thing is I think they are going to be pretty good. I don't know if they're going to be great, but they're going to be pretty good, and they are going to be exciting, As long as you can keep those guys on the field, and right now they've kind of unified. With Beckham, he could be a problem, at times. But I think he's kind of jumped into the program and said, "Hey, I'm with my buddy Landry. I like this Baker Mayfield. I want to show the Giants that, they got. They sent me up to Cleveland thinking that, they're going to bury me there, and I'm going to show them just how good I am and what they miss." I think that whole bunch is almost a us against the world mentality, and they're talented enough to make it happen. Now, I don't know that they're going to be a great team, but they're going to be an exciting team, and I think they're going to be a playoff team.
Jimmy, down here in Miami, Ryan Fitzpatrick, Josh Rosen, a little quarterback competition. Ryan Fitzpatrick obviously in the lead right now, going to start game 3 Thursday night. What do you think about the little quarterback competition or controversy down here in Miami?
I don't know that it's a controversy. I visited with Brian Flores and Chris Greer here, and some of their people here about a week or two ago. And I think he's going to do an outstanding – both of them. I think they're going to do an outstanding job. The problem right now, they just don't have a whole lot of talent, on the team. And as far as the competition – listen, you got Fitzpatrick there. He's as old as Joe, and and he's smarter than 10 Joes.
Right. Yeah. Right. 20.
No, a little more than that. Yeah. You didn't go through any of that drug stuff, Jimmy. You're right.
He went to Harvard. Give me a break.
Right. Now, he could win you a game or two, but you got to find out if Rosen can do it. Fitzpatrick's going to be the guy that's going to give you the best chance to win, but you got to find out if Rosen is going to be a quality quarterback, because you got to make some decisions. Now, obviously, they're not going to be a playoff team, so let's find out.
Right.
And again, I'm not in any way saying tank. I'm just saying find out what your other quarterback can do. Now, you might go into this situation with Fitzpatrick being the starter, but Rosen getting some playing time. One way or another, you got to find out, you know, what Rosen's going to do. You know what Fitzpatrick's going to do. He's going to, at times, he's got a good touch on the football. He's always going to go to the right place. He's a tremendous competitor. So you know what he can do. He can help you win a couple of games. But you got to find it. You got to play Rosen. Even if he's not the starter, you got to play Rosen some.
Coach, this has been fun, man. It's great to get you on the phone this morning. We really appreciate it. Always good. I appreciate the shots at size of my head that lasted.
I love it. Coach,
you jumped into it.
It
in the first minute, so I appreciate that.
Well, I'm all excited. I'm ready for this Florida game. I'm ready for the season. I'm ready to see all my Fox buddies here tonight, and we'll be yucking it up for a couple of days here.
Jimmy, thank you so much.
Thanks,
man.
Coach.
Appreciate it.
Okay, talk to you later.
All right, Jimmy Johnson. Down in the Keys.
Nice little surprise there.
He's fired up, man.
He is
ready to go to get this thing going.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.